Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Friday, November 4th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, what the Moderna earnings say about the COVID pandemic. Well, while it may not be intentional, vaccine maker Moderna provides us with the most accurate measure of the COVID-19 pandemic. The data is all here. It's in Moderna's earnings report released yesterday. And to understate the case, these earnings results are dismal. Top-line revenue down by a third, net income down by two-thirds. Now, you may be asking why these Moderna earnings are so important, and the answer is that Moderna results may be the most accurate account of the current state of the pandemic for you and me. Now, for anyone who has researched the topic, you'll note that the CDC data, our country's most thorough accounting for COVID, needs to be updated. Most mortality numbers from the CDC are at least a year old and tell us little about COVID's current status. Even COVID's overall death rate is hazy at best. Current estimates are that COVID has killed somewhere between 5 and 25 million victims worldwide. That's an 80% range between the high and low end, or about the same degree of mortality that we see in current estimates for the Black Death or the Plague of Justinian, nearly 1,000 and 1,500 years ago. Now, comparing the COVID pandemic to the only comparable recent pandemic, the HIV/AIDS pandemic, is like night and day. For AIDS, science can provide the exact number of who's perished to the likely nearest 100th. We know, for instance, that 40.1 million have died from HIV/AIDS. For COVID, there's an 18 million range between high and low death estimates. It's a remarkable lack of precision. On the other hand, Moderna, a publicly traded company, must report their quarterly earnings, and those earnings must accurately reflect the company's financial performance. Making Moderna such an excellent proxy for the status of COVID is that the COVID vaccine is essentially the only money-making product the company has had over these past couple of years. Moderna is bringing on new products, but they have yet to reach the marketplace. Now, Moderna's financial statement closely tracks the ups and downs of COVID. The company was in a development stage for 10 years until 2021. During that decade, Moderna operated at a loss, awaiting the time that one of its products would become viable. And as bad as COVID was, it did wonders for Moderna. Like a rocket, Moderna's income exploded in 2021, the first full year of the pandemic, from a $70 million loss the year before to a $12 billion gain in 2021. For the first time, Moderna became profitable. Now, these results point to the high point of the pandemic. Most COVID deaths occurred in 2021 in the first half of this year, and Moderna distributed the most number of vaccines during that time. Now, the decline in the number of vaccines currently administered is showing in the Moderna sales record. At the peak of Moderna sales last year, the number of vaccine administered was nearly $5 billion worth per quarter. The latest quarterly sales were slightly over $3 billion. They're reflecting that one-third decline in sales that we mentioned at the beginning of the report. In management's statement yesterday, they predicted sales for the last quarter of this year will be in the $4 billion range. And what makes this so telling is that next quarter will be the fourth quarter of the year, in other words, winter, the time when respiratory illnesses are the most virulent. So Moderna estimates that this fourth quarter sales will be lower than last year's fall quarter, an accurate indication that we are seeing a rapid decline in the number of vaccines administered. And by inference, we are seeing fewer COVID illnesses in the general population. Now, Wall Street, of course, is none too happy with these developments. The street is always looking for higher, not lower, profits. Moderna's stock began the year at well over $300 per share. Today, it trades for less than half that as analysts continue to reduce Moderna's profit estimates for 2022. Now, we will know much more at Moderna's next earnings call in January. But for now, Moderna's earnings look to continue to slide, which likely means that the worst of the COVID pandemic may now be behind us. What's bad news for Moderna earnings may be excellent news for the rest of us. In economic news, the labor market turned decidedly negative, according to two reports this morning. First, the payroll report showed a massive decline in new jobs added. Monthly job gains have averaged over 400,000 this year, but in October saw just 261,000 new jobs added. That's a drop of 35% in new workers on the payroll, a dramatic change in this usually very staid payroll report. Next came the nail in this two-part decline in the labor market. The unemployment rate ticked up two ticks to 3.7%, matching the August rate for the highest level of unemployment in the last 8 months. For incumbents running in Tuesday's election, this could not happen at a worse time. Those in office like to claim that their policies create jobs, but here are the two most closely followed measures of the labor market, both showing very dramatic declines. You can bet that people will take these measures with them when they go to the polls to vote on Tuesday. Now, rounding out this plethora of bad labor news, we saw big declines in the average hourly earnings and payrolls for private companies. Only manufacturing and government employment showed gains in these reports. Now, later today, we'll get the latest reading on the number of active oil wells in the country. Don't forget, we've never recovered to the level of oil drilling that we achieved back in 2019, when the price of gas was much lower. In earnings so far, we've had positive results from Enbridge Energy, Duke Energy, and Hershey the Chocolate People. And that's the value side for this Friday, November 4th. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.